Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. This is my weekly meal plan episode. If you're new here, this is an episode that I share every week. Every Wednesday, this comes out. And in this episode, I share with you what I'm going to be making for my family over the next week. I also have a blog post that goes along with this episode on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, where you can find links to any of the recipes that I might mention that can be found on websites. The reason I do this is to just kind of help maybe give you some ideas for some things you'd like to put on your meal plan for the upcoming week, or maybe even just to motivate you to get your meal plan together. Meal planning does not have to be complicated or difficult. You don't have to make new recipes all the time. My meal plan is largely based on rotating meals over time and then just filling in the gaps with other recipes. I have certain nights that I do certain themes or certain rotations. So it's just something that's made my life so much easier, and I can't even imagine not having a meal plan as each week is coming. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, May 11th. So Saturday is actually going to be pretty easy because for Saturday, I'm going to be using up some leftover French dip that I had made. But on the blog post, I will include how to make the original one if you're interested in making that. I don't have a link to this one, I don't think. I don't think I have a link to this recipe, but it's very simple. It's like basically like a chuck roast, a bag of or a pouch of the onion soup mix, a can of beef broth, and I think a packet of au jus gravy mix. I forget exactly because I'm not actually cooking it this week. I'm just going to use up the leftovers, but I will post the recipe on the blog post. So normally when we make that, we make sandwiches with it. But since we had sandwiches with it last time, what I'm going to do for this time when I use up what I froze that was left over is I'm going to serve it over top of mashed potatoes. So it's like the meat and it's got like a nice gravy. So I'm just going to make mashed potatoes and we could kind of serve that over top. So that's what I'm doing for Saturday. Sunday is Mother's Day. We're going to be ordering in for lunch with my mom and my sister and my kids and husband. And then we're going to be going to my sister-in-law's house in the afternoon to see their side of the family. And for that, I'm going to be making funeral potatoes, which is a recipe I got from tastebetterfromscratch.com. These can also be called cheesy potatoes, which is what I'm going to prefer to call them for Mother's Day, because who wants to bring funeral potatoes for Mother's Day? But we're all going to be making a dish and bringing it, so I'm going to be making that for that holiday. For Monday, May 13th, I'm going to be making Marry Me Chicken. This is from littlesunnykitchen.com. I really love this recipe, how it comes out. It's made with chicken breast and it's got butter, chicken stock, heavy cream, sun-dried tomatoes, and you make like a nice creamy sauce that goes over the chicken. I really like how this tastes, and I'm just going to be serving it with some white rice and some frozen vegetables on the side. For Tuesday, we always do some type of Mexican theme meal. This week, I'm making the Southwest Skillet by Campbell's Kitchen. That's from Campbell's.com. This is probably one of my favorite of the Mexican night recipes. It's all one skillet. It's got ground beef and beans and tomatoes and white rice and cheddar cheese. And then you serve it with tortilla chips. Really super, super easy, and it tastes really good, and it's good to reheat for the next day. Also, I like to bring that for lunch sometimes with some of the tortilla chips. For Wednesday, we usually do some type of seafood meal. This week, we're doing easy shrimp scampi. This is a quick stovetop shrimp scampi recipe. You basically just put butter and olive oil in a skillet, stir in some garlic and red pepper, then add the shrimp, cook until the shrimp are done. And then you take the shrimp out, add some white wine to the pan, and then cook it to make a nice little sauce. Put the shrimp back in, and it's done. And with that one, I usually make some linguine on the side and just serve that with a little bit of butter and olive oil, and then have the shrimp scampi on the side. For Thursday, I've been trying to mix in a little bit more crock pot meals and easier meals. I usually do either breakfast for dinner or soup, but now I'm mixing in crock pots too. I try to keep the cooking quicker and easier on that night because it's when I do my grocery shopping. So this week I'm going to be doing cheesy tater tot casserole in the crock pot. This recipe, you put tater tots, like a big bag of frozen tater tots, chicken breast cut up, cheddar cheese, milk, salt, and pepper, and you just let it cook on low. This one only goes 4 to 6 hours, or it'll overcook. So this one I actually like to do on a day when I'm working from home. That way I don't have put it in in the morning at 6:30 in the morning and then not get it till I get home from work that night. So this is good for a day when you'll be home a little bit of the day while it's cooking, so you don't have to cook it an entire day. And then Friday we're doing our hamburgers, which we do every other Friday night. I just take ground beef, make it into patties. Now that it's getting warmer, I'll start cooking on the grill. I did once so far already this season on a really nice day, but then the last time we had them, it was chilly, so I cooked them back inside again. But so we'll be doing hamburgers in or out, depending on the weather, and then a can of pork and beans and some oven fresh seasoned potato wedges, which are from allrecipes.com. I always make these with the hamburgers. You just take potatoes, cut them up into wedges, toss them in a bag with some Parmesan cheese, olive oil, onion powder, garlic powder, some other seasonings, mix it up, put it on a baking sheet, and cook them in the oven. I usually kind of switch this up sometimes in the summer when it starts to get warmer, so I don't cook in the oven that long, and I'll just kind of make something similar but in the air fryer. So that's it for this week's meal plan. Like I said, you can find this on my website, the whole meal plan, every single week, every Wednesday when the episode comes out. A blog post goes up with all the recipes and the meal plan on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, and you can find links to any of the recipes that I mention here. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.